No, Rudy and I are just on our little walk, and I was going to go to a place where there's a little bench and sit down and do some recording, and we come across a deer who was standing about 60, 70 feet from us. He saw us and stopped, and so we just stood still, and now the deer has come towards us. Really neat, and he's eating little leaves and little plants here and there in between the trees. He keeps coming closer. He's probably about 25 feet from us. Me and Rudy. Rudy's just kind of looking at him. Now he's decided that my talking, he's not quite sure about that. Everything was fine. Now he's behind the tree. And he's slowly walking away. Yep, he's moving on. Found a new plant to nibble on. See what I mean? What a world. So many beautiful things go on all the time, and we miss them because we live too hectically. We always do this and that. This morning, did some writing, well, not writing, recording, whatever. Then went home, I was starving to death, so we went out for breakfast, and then came home, and I was dead tired, so I napped for about 3 hours. Then we did some running around, and to do some errands and stuff, and came home, and I did some work on the boat. Get some fixing on a pirate ship. Always more fixing. It's work in progress that never ends. And so now I'm just taking a break from that and go for a little walk. And I thought I want to record how I created my little pirate ship and how I came to the whole idea of that, because that was through the process of working with creating and trying to make it more natural rather than so much effort and focus and concentration and, you know, time for meditating rather than sitting and spending hours meditating. And I'd rather be doing something fun like walking, sitting, laying down, napping, whatever, playing my game. And in that period, also be creating at the same time. So here's how I kind of worked that out. I had wanted for a long time to live on a boat. A fairly large boat, quite roomy, and just live either at the dock or go places and anchor out. Just live on a boat. Anyway, the whole concept never really fit. But when Roberta and I got together, I started talking about it again. And although she's really afraid of water, in the ocean especially, she decided that we could try it. So we moved out to BC because we were living 800 miles inland. We moved to the coast and began the process. Anyway, we rented a house and so forth. Lived out here for probably 3 years before we actually moved on to the boat. But in the meantime, I was studying different boats and trying to figure out what kind of boats and budget with what money I had and so forth. And finally, I came to the conclusion that I'm doing this all incorrectly. Well, not incorrectly, I'm just doing it in a way that it's more work than it's really fun. Although I love studying the different boats and looking at them and, you know, whatever. So then I thought about what would really be fun. The other thing that came to me was living on a pirate ship. A Spanish galleon, you know, it's, and around that same time, a movie came out, which was called, Pirates of the Caribbean. And that brought it even more to the forefront for me. And then I even understood what I was really after even more. I mean, let's face it, as a kid, where would you want to be? Of course you want to be a pirate on a pirate ship and so forth. And in those ways, I still... What's the word? See, a lot of the things that I want are based on the novelty of it. The, you might say, the romance of living on a pirate ship, of living on a boat. It's not so much being a racer, having a racing sailboat and racing every weekend. Well, that would be fun too, but that's not quite how I see things. I see things more like in a playful manner. So then I realized that's really what I want. I don't want a boat that's so serious, you know, shiny and white. Although they're quite nice, but it just doesn't seem to fit me. Because I want to play, I want to stand on my deck and pretend I'm a pirate going out to sea. It's kind of a, just a, I don't know, romantic thing. Not in a love romantic kind of way, but just in a dreamy, moonbeam kind of way. Something that's almost untouchable. I thought, well, I can live that. Why not? I can live that. So in my head I created the idea of living on a boat that's like a Spanish galleon. So I started looking at those boats and I realized, well, they don't work all that well for living aboard. There isn't very many of them around. And they're missing some things that I want because I want to be able to be inside, have lots of windows and be able to see outside. So if it's winter time, it's raining or something, I'd like to be able to be inside the boat and have a really good view all the way around me. Well, if you look at the Spanish galleons, most of them, if you're inside, you're actually inside and there's not much for windows, maybe a couple on the sides and so forth, but they're not really designed for views. So there needs to be a compromise. So then I started working out, trying to work out what kind of boat, and do I buy this kind of boat and build it into a pirate ship? Anyway, that got all confusing, and it was a lot of work. And I realized that I'm just not going about this quite right way, because what the universe is seeing is a little bit of this, it's seeing a little bit of that. I'm not even sure exactly what I want. And I figured... I came to the conclusion, I figured that it's not really my job to work it out totally. I'm trying to create an experience, right? I'm trying to create a feeling, because when I'm on my boat, I want a certain feeling. A feeling of freedom, a feeling of being able to go wherever I want, of feeling the boat rocking and yet having a very stable, safe boat. Feeling like a pirate, being able to grab a rope and swinging from one place to another. I have no idea exactly, but I know I want that feeling that I get when I sort of think about it, like in a childlike way, of just having fun. And also when I watch the show, I get a certain feeling. Oh, what a time. You know, you're away from your troubles and away from having to run around and do errands and jobs and answer emails and who knows what else, right? You're just there. There's the sky, the wind, the sun, the breeze, the pirate ship. And when I sit here and I look out over all the boats that are anchored in this bay, I realize I was after a feeling, an experience. So I imagined that experience, like I'm having it, appreciating it, in my boat. And I sort of let the vision of the exact boat just slide off. I knew what I wanted in the feeling, and I just went towards trying to get that feeling. I let go of the price of it because at that time, frankly, I didn't have any money anyway. You know, I didn't have money to go out buy a $100,000 boat. So, I just kind of let it go. And just concerned myself with the feeling, with the appreciation, with the fun, with the idea, with the romance. I romanced it in my mind, basically. Like a little game. I'd sit there, look out over the ocean, and pretend my boat's sitting there, and I'm just rowed ashore. And I go, that's the coolest boat. Just the coolest boat. Of course, there's nothing there, right? That doesn't matter. I'm just doing whatever I can to get the feeling. And it took a long time to kind of get a feeling and an idea of it. Now, I did have a small boat. And when I took it out, a few times I would come across this big 60-foot sailboat. And I look at that and I go, wow, what an ugly boat. Funny thing is, that's the one I ended up buying. I didn't realize that it fit the profile. And all it needed was a few changes and add-ons. And it had exactly what I was asking for. The shape and kind of the look and feel of a pirate ship. The steps going up, you go one level, you step up, you're another level, you step up, you're at another level. And all it needed was different color paint. Some wood railings, some color painted railings turned back into wood, just some minor cosmetic changing, and the whole thing turned into a pirate ship. Now, before that, there was a potato cannon contest, and I had built a small potato cannon, and I had actually built it into shape of a cannon that you would see on a pirate ship. So when we got the boat, we took that cannon and put it on there. Well, you know, it's funny, but as soon as you take a boat, change the paint a little bit, a few things, and you put a cannon on there, all of a sudden now you have a pirate ship. Also, I had worked on $10,000. I wanted cash. See, we were always kind of going hand to foot, creating what we need, and just living that way by creating it. So I decided we should have some cash on hand just in case we want something, need something. I just decided 10 grand was a nice round number. So I drew a little picture of a small treasure chest with $10,000 in it, cash. Simple. And that was very playful. And then again, it brought that playfulness out. It wasn't really so much money. It's just treasure, and it is money, but took resistance out of it. Being playful with it and really seeing it in a fun way just made it a lot easier. It just removes the resistance. So if we take something that we want, take the seriousness out of it, create it in a more playful manner, and a lot of times we want things sometimes in a more playful manner, we just don't really realize it, you know, because the idea is we really want to have fun. And sometimes we create something in a manner of safety also. And when I worked with the boat, you know, creating a pirate ship, I also brought in a feeling of safety with it. So it turned out to be a very safe, very stable boat. Quite a large ship, about 60 feet long. Lots of room, because we also have animals. We have Rudy, German Shepherd. We have a cat, and we have a rabbit. So they all needed room on the board, on the boat to live, and room to move and move around and have lots of freedom. So the boat needed lots of deck space. It needed lots of inside room. And on the inside, it needed to feel like, oh, the galley of a pirate ship. And the inside gives you exactly that feeling. It has little rooms you can go into, and you feel separated in there from the rest of the place. We have room for a TV and everything else, and someone can actually have a TV on, and you can go to a different section of the boat and not even hear the TV. It's just, the whole thing just come together. It's the feelings created, the vibrational tone which was sent to the universe to create that. So it brought all the ingredients together as easily as possible. Now, the money for it came about in various ways. Before that, we had semi-purchased a house in the form of, we said, listen, we'll buy this house. We don't have the money right now, but give us 2 years. This is the price we'll give you. We'll rent it for you for 2 years, and in 2 years, we'll buy it out. So the 2 years were coming up. So in our contract, it allowed us to sell the house also. In the meantime, fix it up, sell it. As long as they get their amount, we can keep the difference. That's in the contract. Very simple. Very easy deal to make. People were very happy with that. We were happy. Anyway, prices went up on the island, and we made about $25,000 net after everything from that house. We used that money to buy the boat as part down payment, and of course we make some payments on the boat, which is fine. It all kind of came together very easily. Now, the reason I'm making payments on the boat is very, very simple. Because when I was creating it, I had some issues that I kept thinking about how much will this cost. You know, because my rational mind got in there all the time. And do we have enough? And should I be creating some money at the same time to pay for this boat, rather than just be trying to create the boat? So an issue came up where I can clearly see now that from the universe side, the images it was getting from me was the type of boat that was required to give me that feeling, but it was also receiving a feeling of not quite enough money for it. And I did that unconsciously because I was debating back and forth which way is the best way to do it, excuse me. So now that I were through it, I realized, looking back at the thoughts and the feelings I had, I realized that I created exactly that. Of course, understanding that now, I can change that. So the next time I want something, I will stay clearly on it, not how I will receive it or how I will pay for it, but that it will be just simply all mine. In other words, the universe will take care of how it becomes all mine, whether it first gives me the money to buy it, or whether I win it, or someone gives it to me, or who knows, it doesn't really matter. That's not my problem, unless I want it particularly to be a certain way for some reason, whatever that reason might be. So, the playfulness created the boat very quickly. So the same thing I'm going to do with my 3.6 million. See, it's 3.6 million, but whether I get 6 million or 600,000 now and 6 months, another 3 million, whatever, I don't care about that. I'm going to mention it now, but I don't think all that, because the more time I spend thinking about that, how it's coming and so forth, of course, then I'm sending that signal. So I'm going to say it now, basically to record it. The way I'm looking at it is just, I have it. Right at this moment, I have it. So I walk around thinking I have it. I walk in the store, I'm thinking I have it. I walk out of the store, I'm thinking I have it. I buy breakfast this morning, which cost $19. I just removed $19 from $3.6 million and wasn't even worth counting. So, I just let it be that. And in the meantime, I just allow it to come in any mount, in any pattern, in any form, and I just let it be playful. Matter of fact, I don't care if it comes in a 2-year span at a certain amount every month, or starts off small and increases. It makes no difference to me. I'm just going to leave all that and just stick with having it. Stick with bringing up feelings of having it. Just, it's just there. Just the feelings of it just being there, and I keep it that simple. No stuff about investing, no stuff about what account to put it in, how much interest, none of that stuff. You know, when that time comes, I'll deal with that, or I won't deal with it, whatever. I'm just interested in making the creating of it as simple, as fun, and as joyful as possible. In other words, I'm trying to derive most of my joy out of actually creating it by envisioning having it in a feeling way, rather than even trying to enjoy it so much. I want to feel like what it feels to have it. To walk in the store and see something that's fairly expensive and go, oh yeah, I could take that with me. I don't feel like it today. Maybe I'll come back next week and take another look at it. I want to do something else right now. Oh, I want to go get an ice cream. That's a good idea. And just think about the having of it. And I believe that this will work with anything, a job, a car, a hammer, a saw, a wrench, a pliers, a pair of pants, socks, whatever, clothes, you know, anything, really. Well, come to think of it, I forgot about that. I was looking for a new look. You know, it's well, a new look, what can I say? I wear a hat a lot of times. You know, clothes a certain way, certain colored shirts. Anyway, it was time for a change. I'm going to start walking here. Come on, Rudy, let's go. So I wanted a little different look, a little different feel. And since I'm creating money, right, and feeling it, I want to look a little more like it. So that doesn't mean very expensive clothes necessarily, but maybe a little nicer clothes, or clothes that give me a bit more of a feeling of having the $3.6 million. Of course, I can wear jeans with holes in them. I'm just trying to improve my feeling and increase it more every day. In other words, feel it more accurately every day. So, anyway, I decided I need a little bit of a different look. Couldn't figure out really what. I sort of just looked around, didn't see enough, and I just let it go and just got the feeling of it. The appreciation of these nice clothes that I'm wearing. How wonderful these shoes fit. This shirt looks really good, and I love my cool hat. And this is a very cool hat. Of course, I didn't have it yet. Doesn't really matter. Just feeling the appreciation of it. By that, opening my heart center, allowing the energy to flow, creating that clear, crystal clear stream to the universe, explaining exactly the coincidences that I want to fall in line to bring me that. Now, I don't know what color these shirts or the pants or the hat or any of that looks. Not my problem. I know how I want to feel in them, and I know what kind of reaction I would want from other people. And that's what I went with. Lo and behold, we walk into a store. There's a hat. I put the hat on. I get a compliment from a woman. I get a compliment from another man. I go into the shirt department. Bang, like that. Grab two shirts. Perfect. I go in there. There's a jacket. Everything just clicked. And then I sort of bought them all separately, but they all came together. And bang, new look. We're talking sharp. We were talking no effort at all. It was fun, joyful. I mean, it was just easy. It's just something that came natural. And that's the way the creating should be, as natural as breathing. So it doesn't interfere with our lives, but in essence, improves our lives. The creating of it, and when it comes to happen, it actually adds so to our lives. So it's not about the object anymore, you see. It was about bringing about the feeling, then finding those things just there, getting complimented about them, taking them home, and now having them. It's like a total completion. It's like an entire meal. Nothing is missing. It's not just like going out, taking money, and buying something to try to feel better. Sort of like almost forcing it in that sense. Taking it home and then feeling bad about spending the money and so forth. You know what I'm talking about. I've been there, so I know you and everybody else has been there at some point or other. You know, we try to feel better, so we go, we do it the reverse around. We buy the object to feel better rather than feel better and then receive the object and then even feel better. Now, it's, you know, in all honesty, it's taken a while to get the hang of it because I kept playing around with different things and visualizing and sending something love, and but I found that, for instance, like with this look that I want at these clothes, rather than pouring the love in them, because I don't know what they look like. I have no idea. So that almost, to send them love, almost meant like I have to envision them, right? And I didn't want to do that. So instead, I bring up appreciation for having them, which is the same, does exactly that. It opens your heart center, flows the love, without having to focus it, and then in a sense, the universe is then focusing it to the right objects, without me having to do the work for it. And then it's very joyful because I can go in the store and there they are, right there, ready to jump into my cart. Now, it's not that I don't like struggle or a good battle every now and then, but as I'm getting older every day, I just feel like relaxing a little more and having a little more fun and having some things in my life just come easier. You know, just running around and looking for stuff and it's just too much hassle. I'd rather not have it than have to do all that. Anyway, I think that's all I can really say at this point. It's all I can remember. So, anyway, I'm doing the same thing with the $3.6 million. I don't really even care if I receive them, because that's right there is the trick. By not really caring, in a sense, I've let go. I've let go of the outcome, and as I let go of the outcome, I'm letting go of the resistance. See, need. I gotta talk about that. I gotta tell myself about that. That's right, I gotta expand on need. Okay, I think I'm gonna leave this now, because I wanna keep walking. And next time, maybe tomorrow, I'm gonna talk about need. Yeah. Because that's partially how I've been working with this creating, by removing the need for stuff, being more playful and bringing up the feelings for it. I'm removing the actual need, because I already have the good feelings that come, that I'm hoping comes with the stuff. I'm already creating those feelings for myself before the stuff even arrives. So it removes the need, and that removes the resistance and that shield that seems to hold stuff away from us.